Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
And I'm back with you, as promised. Wes Blakey joining us this morning on The View from Wayne America. Wayne City Council did meet last night, and Mayor must be busy today, I guess. He didn't show up.
Good morning, Dan. I'm not sure I feel naked here.
That's okay. I'll treat you kindly.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess we can just get right into it. City Council met last night. I'll grab my agenda. Unless you have any opening comments you'd like to make.
Not really. Let's go for it.
Okay. Let's see. It says, first talk about westbound traffic on 3rd Street between Pearl and Lincoln. Sandy Brown.
Yeah, this has actually been kind of a yearly thing now.
Yes. We're used to it.
We used to get it, I think Sandy said last night, every 3 years or so, they would give grants out to the same community for this. And obviously, we're doing something right. They're continuing to do that. This is for electronics recycling. So, for example, my 400-pound, 35-inch flat screen, and I put that in quotes because the screen's flat, but it's got a huge bubble on the back. That's in my basement. Needs to go.
Okay. But
to haul that thing back upstairs,
yeah,
it'll happen. But so those are the types of things we're looking for. Some of those TVs and electronics that you no longer use, don't just put them on the curb. Bring them to the recycling event, and
they used to be a lot heavier. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They were. Yeah. Kids nowadays don't know what old TVs are.
Yeah.
A grant from the NDEQ to help partially pay for that. There is also I don't remember what they charge. I think $10 per person to drop things off. Maybe $50 if it's like a business commercial.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get more details.
Yeah, there'll be more details.
But this is September 14th is the date.
Yep. So we got a little time yet, but it's always good. Council needs to close streets and those types of things. So 3rd Street from Lincoln to Pearl will be closed from 8 until 10:30 that morning, and it'll all be eastbound. So we all want people entering from Lincoln towards Pearl, two lanes.
Make it a little more efficient for dropping off stuff. Yes.
And so, kind of a standard thing. And then Sandy gave some, obviously, whenever she has a chance to be in front of the city council, she wants to tell them a little bit about what else the Green Team is doing and those types of things. So anyway, that was unanimously approved, like it usually is.
So was there anything else that she mentioned that we should know about? Or?
No, she told us that she has some new stickering and stuff like that for recycling bins and those types of things, and trying to reduce contamination that's in recycling. I maybe have said this before, but I've had a chance to help out with a baseball tournament this summer, and I didn't know what was trash and what was recycling. When I was taking it out of the containers, I didn't know what it was because there was so much contamination because people just throw trash recyclables all together, if it's marked. So it's a constant battle for Green Team and anybody that is passionate about recycling. So again, if it says recycle, please don't put food waste or any trash of any kind, because if you contaminate it, it completely has to go to the landfill. So
you can mark them, but people don't pay attention all the time. And understanding what the markings all mean is
sure. Yeah, so that's why you try to get to the standard marking of obviously the recycle symbol, and then it'll say plastic only, or it could be a mixed use. So it's confusing to people. I understand that, but again, a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into the recycling efforts, and so to have it contaminated is just kind of disheartening when you see it firsthand. Like I said, I don't do much with that at all, but when I was doing stuff with baseball and changing the trash out, it was like I didn't know what was what. It all had to go to landfill.
It comes down to a little bit of education so people get used to how
education
things are supposed
to
work.
Just a little extra effort to take something, from one to the next. Twin the bin is always a big deal. You always want to have trash as well as recycling right next to each other, so when you have something to throw away, you don't have to search for a recycling bin. It's right there. And so, again, education is a huge component of that.
And the city's done a pretty good job of getting those containers around. And like
yeah, I think we have. And, yeah, yep. I think we have a fair amount around. Like you said, things can always be better, but we're appreciative of what has been done with recycling mm-hmm. in the past.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll hear more from Sandy when we get closer to the date as
more
well.
More from that.
She usually comes and visits with us.
Yep, yep. And the other thing we talked about is in October, likely they'll be having a household hazardous material day as well.
Getting rid of stuff like paint.
Yep, yep. We were trying to do that together the same day, the same location. Didn't work out for the environmentalist that comes up and takes the waste away. So I think that's going to happen in October, and that will likely be down at the transfer station proper.
Okay. Later on, we'll hear more about that. All right. The trail project is next.
Trail, Dan.
We never talk about that.
Trails. The trail project is out for bids right now. Bid letting is supposed to be on August 29th. In our queue of projects, there are 19 projects that the state bid in this letting. I looked just yesterday morning, and there had been 4 plans taken out on that, meaning eligible bidders. There had been more plans than that, but if an engineer takes out a plan, they're not an eligible bidder. But the contractors that are certified with the state, they are called eligible bidders, and so there are 4 of those. So that's encouraging. Now, even though they take out plans, doesn't mean they're going to submit bids. We hope at least 1 or 2 do. We also wanted to update the council on, just because this is out for letting doesn't mean you're going to get a bidder. And then the next thing is, are you going to get qualified bids or bids that are within the price range that both the state and the city, you know, deem responsible? So it all depends on how the bids come in. So very anxiously awaiting the 29th to see what happens there. So, but did a lot of updating with the trail. With the new trail portion, talked about the existing trail that is damaged
That's a 15th separate piece.
Yep. And so we've met with FEMA and NEMA people on that, waiting to get an estimate from them. We have started to solicit engineers for that project. Joel Hansen talked a little bit about an alternate bid on that. We need to put the trail back to how it was, but then we also... there's a chance to do some extra mitigation, some sheet piling and things like that, so we can try to mitigate this for future.
So it doesn't happen again.
Right. So there's some decisions to be made on that as well, but that's what an engineer will help us through as well. The other big thing with the trail is Roosevelt Park. They've been doing a lot of work down there on getting it open as a trailhead, because our trailhead right now, Henry Victor Park, you can't get very far on the trail there because it's closed. Mm. So... the state wants to see, and one thing that we told them when we received funds was we'd always have access, a trail access to the public in a trailhead type area. And so Roosevelt Park became that kind of temporary trailhead, but to get to Roosevelt Park, it's a dead end.
Yeah, remind me where Roosevelt Park is.
South Nebraska, Boy Scout Park, people refer to.
All right.
Officially, it's Roosevelt Park. South Nebraska Street, it's a dead end there. There's a lift station there as well, and so it's the accessibility is you park on the street, then you got to turn around in somebody's driveway to get back out. And so they open that up, so there's actually a circle drive through there. There's parking, handicap parking, as well as regular parking. There's a porta potty down there. That's our form of a bathroom at this point. Poured with a slab of concrete, and so compared to what it looked like and what you maybe knew about it before, it's a huge improvement, and continued improvements will be made down there. Again, not only, I mean, it's not going to go back to how it was, but the trailhead is still Henry Victor Park. That's what we want it to be back to when the
there's more room for parking in there.
Yes, there is. There's a fair amount down here as well, and the guys have said they've seen a lot of activity because people can actually get in and out now without having to, like I said, turn around and... So again, check out Roosevelt Park. There'll be some pictures, I think, posted on Facebook and Twitter and on our social media stuff here, hopefully this morning yet, so on what it looks like down there.
Okay. Sounds good. At least we're making progress.
Yes.
And we couldn't say that for a while. Anyway, let's see. 7th Street Sewer Line is next on the agenda.
Yeah, that was an amended, that was part of the amended agenda that we added on Monday. Roger Protsmith, JEO, was charged at last council meeting to do some surveying and stuff. There are three homeowners that are on a combined sewer line, private sewer line,
mm-hmm.
that when one goes bad, if it's upstream, that's not a good thing. Everybody goes bad. And so trying to figure out what's the best course of action here. Does the city put in a city, an actual city main on the right of way, the state right of way on 7th Street there at Sherman, or do we go back to service lines like it is right now? Well, that's the cheapest option. But nowhere are we going to allow them to share service lines like has been done in the past. Again, not faulting the previous council members and stuff. This has been 50, 60 years ago when you did things maybe on as cheap as possible and those types of things, and you don't think it's going to fail. Well, stuff always fails. Something's always going to happen. So I still like the idea of doing the city main, but the cost, I mean, you got probably a $50,000, $60,000 project that you're not going to spread that amongst 2 to 3 people very easily. Then the city probably eats that cost, and it's a rate payer type thing. And the council chose to go the other route and go back with the service lines. A big issue we had was one of the service lines, the service line goes through a storm sewer. And so we think there's enough fall to get it actually under the sewer, under the storm sewer. So we're going to look at all of that. So the city will actually be doing the project or be hiring the contractor to do it, and then the property owners will pay the city back. So because there's a portion of it that the homeowner shouldn't be responsible for the storm sewer portion of it. So mm-hmm. we're trying to do that as fair as possible with the homeowners. So that was the update there. Again, that was... It's in red on your agenda just because it was added on Monday. And like I said, Roger Protsman was going to give an update on that, and he did. So I think we've got that figured out.
All right. We've talked to all the homeowners involved, I assume.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So
they all know what's going on.
Yeah. Two of the three were there last night, and the other one I had talked to on the phone, just notifying them because this was going to be on the agenda, and it wasn't published ahead of time. It was only published on Monday. So, yes, they were all... They all know about the situation.
All right. Golf carts is next.
Golf carts is next. Well, the easy answer to this is the ordinance did not get passed on second reading. No motion was made, and so at this point, it's dead. If we were going to bring it back, it would need to come back for first reading and go through the process again.
So people with golf carts are still going to have to break the law to go from...
So, what I can tell you is currently golf carts are not legal on any city streets. And city streets encompass the entire right-of-way. So,
right.
If you want to imagine the sidewalk to sidewalk, it's illegal. It always has been illegal. The issue we were having was we didn't think we could enforce it. You can have all the laws you want, but if there's no teeth to it, if there's no enforcement mechanism, it's a moot point. It's really pointless. You only get those, I guess, honest people that obey the law that doesn't. While the law exists, it's, like I said, there's no repercussions from it. But we did find where we can actually enforce up to a $100 fine, that if you break the law, you can be fined $100. Again, I have to tell you that it's illegal to do. We talked a lot about officer discretion and those types of things. The biggest thing is we don't want 14-year-old kids driving their golf cart, their parents' golf carts, on the streets. And so if you were going to limit just that, the issue is state statute is pretty specific on what, if a community is going to allow golf carts, you can do one of two things. And that's to allow golf carts just on contiguous streets. Well, the only contiguous street to the golf course is 21st Street. Claycomb is not contiguous because of the houses are contiguous, but the street is not. Hmm. So there's so you could make it legal on 21st Street. But if you do that, then there's certain things you have to also require from users, liability insurance, things like that, I don't know how many people with golf carts would have liability insurance on their golf cart proper. We checked into it and it's probably about $50 a year to do that. At that point, then you can say, well, we have to have an operator's license, a valid operator's license. Well, that gets you to at least 17 years of age because 16-year-olds have provisional operator's license, and the state statute says it has to be an operator's license, so you have to be 17. So there's ways you could do that, but the council didn't go down that road, and they just pretty much said, nope, golf carts are illegal. So that's where we're at currently. Not on city streets, and it's tough because technically you can't cross 21st Street legally. We have a back nine and a front nine that are separated by a city street.
Mm-hmm.
It's illegal to cross. I mean, that's all I can. That's what I'll tell you. That's what the law is currently. But again, we talked a lot about officer discretion.
Probably not going to post somebody there and have them always.
I don't think
watching
so.
Out for people.
But again, I don't think it's a dead issue. I think it will. I think it will come up again. But currently that's what we have to tell people if they ask, are golf carts legal in the city of Wayne? No, they are not. They're not legal on city streets. Of course, they're legal on the golf cart course and private property. But again, remember what private property is. Private property is not on a sidewalk because that is considered a street. That's mm-hmm. that's the legal definition of a street. So
okay.
Complicated.
All right. Well, for now, I guess we're done talking about that for today, for at least maybe a couple of weeks.
Right.
All right, we'll move on since you guys moved on. Fireworks is next.
Fireworks, second reading of this, and again, the only thing that has changed with fireworks is allowing the mayor, he calls it his power grab, to allow the mayor to extend fireworks an additional day due to inclement weather. Again, that's the only thing that was changed. Again, if people have thoughts and feelings about it, talk to your council members or the mayor, call City Hall, and we'll get that information to them.
Okay, so that's the only change as of now. Yep. And this was second reading.
Yes.
All right, and the only other thing was authorizing the signing of the Municipal Annual Certification of Program Compliance for the Nebraska Board of Public Roads Classifications. Now, that's
Let's get
mouthful.
Very detailed with this, Dan. Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's paperwork we have to sign. It's mainly saying that the council will see to it that we're using street funds for street projects and those types of things. Well, we have plenty of street fund or street projects. We more than use all of our street funds every year on streets. So that's kind of a, like I said, housekeeping type thing, some different things the state's doing now with how they allocate funds and that type of thing. So kind of a, like I said, housekeeping item, and it was about a 30-second discussion on that.
All right. Well, that's the end of my agenda. Anything else come up?
One thing I have down here is we were talking about bid lettings and things like that. We are also currently advertising for contractors for Hank lights at Hank over in Field.
Okay.
And so that is due back on the 30th of August. That's a Friday. And our hope is to award a contract already on the next council meeting. So that would be September 3rd would be the next council meeting. So that is happening incredibly fast. This was something that came up at the budget meeting. You know, we've been talking about lights at Hank for a couple of years and funding and those types of things, and the council just said it's time to just do it, and that, you know, lights aren't going to get any cheaper. Let's start enjoying the new lights now. We believe they were put in somewhere discrepancy between 81 and 83. So if anybody knows exactly when Hank lights were put up, but sometime between 81 and 83, they're older, parts are becoming harder to find. They go out a little more often than they typically or they used to. And so they're kind of a maintenance nightmare, to get them changed and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. You can still get parts for them, but it's just tougher and more expensive. They use a little more energy than LED lights will. So a little more, probably 5-6 times more. So there's reasons to do it. It's an expensive project. Our estimate is around $300,000. It's a lot of money for lights. Mm-hmm. But if you think, well, if you get 40 plus years out of them, you know, it's, I guess you amortize that out and you can justify it, I guess, that way. So yeah, that's one thing that the next council meeting they will consider. Hopefully we have some bidders on that. That type of stuff is all on our website. If you sign up to receive those notifications, you'll get anytime something is posted as contractors looking for bid opportunities with the city. So if you have any questions about that, give me a call.
All right, and hopefully we'll get plenty of takers on the project we talked about earlier.
Yeah, the trail. There should, I mean, we should know by next council meeting at least what the bids were. So we have some, you know, how many and what the cost is. So we have a little better direction on that to say, yeah, we're okay with that. Or, ooh, I hope the state doesn't, or I hope the state rejects that or whatever it might be. So, again, we're not to the finish line yet, but we can see it. It's just a matter if we get there or not.
Is this the final piece for the trail too? And once we get this done and repairing the other part?
Yeah, it would connect. So it would take off from Victor Park right now and meander through the community and end up at 14th, we'll say 14th and Main. And so that connects to the college. And then The college has wide sidewalks. I mean, You would never want to call a trail a sidewalk, but it is what it is, right? It's concrete. They have access to the other part of the trail. So at some point we could loop through the college, maybe back through by up by the golf course or something like that to get back to Providence where it actually starts.
Right.
Where the nature trail at the college is up in that area. But right now it's, you can go straight through on 14th Street up to Providence Trail area and get on there. So it would be a continuous loop at that point.
All right. I'm sure it will get used plenty too.
I think it will too, Dan. Just needs to get in the ground.
All right. Anything else on your mind?
I think that's enough for now. Okay. Contractors finishing up some of those ADA ramp projects. Hopefully that will be done in the next week or so. Provided weather and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not going to wish away the rain either. So we're going to have to give the contractor likely an extension, and that's okay. We can do that if the rain comes. So.
Okay. Before you know it, we'll be talking about snow removal too.
Yeah, I know we will. Not yet.
But not yet, no. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wes. Wes Blake, again, our guest this morning here on The View from Wayne, America, on this 21st day of August.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.